To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Yeah, he's from Miami. He's also with the NFL Network. He also does his stuff on John Boy Media. He's all over baseball. He's Mr. Chris Rose, and we just had the breaking news. Chris, Pete Alonso, Orioles, 5 years, $155 million on the contract, apparently having cousins here in Northeast Ohio, not enough to get it done.
Yeah. And the $155 million.
Well, there was that.
I know that we're knee-deep in NFL, and we will obviously get to that in a second. But if you have any friends that are Mets fans, do a wellness check on them, because in the last 24 hours, they have now watched Edwin Diaz go from coast to coast for $3 million more over a three-year deal to the LA Dodgers, and they now have watched their all-time home run leader leave town. So they'll need a little wellness check, as I mentioned.
I like Pete Alonso. I liked him when he was in the minors. I've loved following his career. He was my dream here. And of course it was a nightmare because we all knew it would never happen, but that's an interesting signing for the Orioles.
Yeah, it is.
How's that fit?
Perfectly. the one thing that they have been reluctant to do is spend a ton of money. You know, they had all these guys grow up together, yeah, led by Adley Rutschman, obviously, and Jackson Holliday. And, you know, they made the playoffs in back-to-back years. And then this past year, they had a horrible, horrible season. But you look at their lineup right now, Holliday, Westberg, Henderson, Alonso. They traded for Taylor Ward from the Angels. That's a pretty good top five, and I expect them either to dip into the free agent market for a pitcher, whether that's a Ranger Suarez or a Framber Valdez, or make a trade and try and work their way back into the discussion, because heading into this offseason, they were an afterthought in the American League East.
Give me your thoughts on this. Alonso is a guy I love. I've always liked Rhys Hoskins, and I always thought he might be whoever loses out on Alonso. Would they throw too much money at Hoskins? Is there any way he would be in play for the Guardians?
I think actually that's a sort of guy who could. He's always been a good pop guy, you know, from the right side, yeah, which teams are in dire need of. I believe he signed like a 2-year, 30-some million-dollar deal with the Brewers. This last year was kind of a lost cause because of an injury, and then eventually Andrew Vaughn, the former White Sox, came up there for nothing and turned into some ungodly beast. And so, you know, he's become expendable there. There is no bad 1-year deal. I honestly believe that in baseball. But could they get him on a 1-year deal? I think that's kind of tricky, I think.
All right, Chris, let's switch over to the Browns here for a second. Shedeur Sanders gets the nod. You've got the last four games. What's he going to do with it, and what do you think of the move?
Well, it's a move we've talked about all year. I mean, no matter where you stood in the Browns quarterback situation, once Dylan Gabriel got in there and we saw that, you know, could not stretch the field at all. And then once Shador came in against Baltimore, we said, you know, look, we've kind of said all along that those guys should kind of split the last three quarters of the season. That's what's going to end up happening here. To me, it made perfect sense. Contrary to what some Hall of Fame tight ends who have a microphone in front of their face say, I actually think it will benefit Shador to play against three teams that are in the playoffs right now as we speak. I think it's a great test to go on the road against Chicago, to have Buffalo come to town, to have Pittsburgh come to town, and then to finish the year against Cincinnati, because it kind of tests all sorts of situations he's going to be in if he is the starter moving forward, right? You're going to face teams like the Bears' defense is not great. What they are opportunistic. They're the best in the league at forcing turnovers. The Steelers' defense has been far from great this year. It has not been a typical Steelers' defense. They're the second best, though, at causing turnovers. The Bills, you can run against them all day, but you know you're going to have to score points against Josh Allen. And the Bengals is the worst defense in the NFL, and you're going to have to score points against Joe Burrow if you're going to try and beat him. So it's going to test everything that Shador can bring to the table. I'm excited to see what it's kept it interesting the last month.
Chris, I hate what has happened with the offensive line. Is those guys were really pretty good not too long ago. Do you see more than two of these guys being back on this team next year? And if so, who might those guys be, even if there's just one or two back?
Well, if you'd asked me 3 weeks ago, I would have said that Wyatt Teller was the guy I thought would have been back. But I don't know what has transpired there. I can't figure it out. Obviously, there is some sort of injury because teams can't say, hey, a guy's injured. And if a guy's not injured, then that doesn't happen at this level. I'm sorry. But there is some sort of disconnect, apparently. I don't know what it is, and so I can't speak to it. Feel terribly for Posick. Horribly.
Yeah, it's awful.
They had played probably their two best games of the year against San Francisco and Tennessee in terms of pass protection, giving Shador time to throw the football, all of that. So, the rest of it is an unholy mess. I mean, are we going to see five new starters there next year? Probably not. And I can't imagine that Betonio wants to do this again. I just can't imagine.
But
you never know what's in a guy's heart and head. And, I think he's got three kids now. And, does he want to ramp it all up and put his body through that entire thing? I can't imagine he does. But I'm not going to speak for him. I don't know. Posick, I can't imagine coming off an Achilles that there's much interest there, particularly with Whipler kind of getting an audition here the last month. He's got to show that he can be the guy. And if not, I've heard so far just from preliminary talks that this is a really good draft for interior offensive linemen. So could you find a center later in the draft? Probably could. And we know what the tackle situation is. It's abysmal. It's horrific. What we're trotting out there is not NFL starting caliber at this point.
Let's talk about the front office. Let's talk about Kevin Stefanski. Obviously, a lot of people still trying to figure out what happened on that final two-point conversion, but you got to turn the page at some point on that. What is there to accomplish for Kevin Stefanski, and what are your feelings on him returning next season?
Well, I think that there's a lot, to be honest with you. If Shador, we can all agree that Shador played a very, very good game on Sunday, right?
Yep.
Very good.
Yep.
And it followed what was his first start, which I thought was good for a guy in his situation who hadn't gotten any first team reps until that week. Obviously we saw some of the talent on display with the throw to Isaiah Bond against the Raiders. Like, that was awesome. The next week, it felt like it was, even if it was minimal, a step back, against a very good defensive coach, but not a team that applies a ton of pressure in the Niners, right? He missed some throws. He missed some reads, and all that is going to happen with young quarterbacks. And then this was, and I don't care if it was against Tennessee, because it's, you're going to play bad teams throughout a 17-game schedule, and you're going to play great teams. So who it came against does not matter. I don't care about that stuff. I thought he threw some great passes. I thought the pass in the third quarter to Fannin was his best one of the day down the sideline, where he stood in there and took two hits from Tennessee defenders and delivered a perfect strike. It gets me around to, if we continue to see growth, what role does Kevin Stefanski?
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
He play in this, and I know this is not what people want to hear. But if there is growth, can't we credit both Shador and maybe Kevin Stefanski?
Well, Chris.
We had a caller today that was like,
here.
Kevin gets no credit for what's going on with Shador. None.
You know, those are people who, I don't listen to, because there's already so much of a mind made up one way or another with this kid, that if you see him strictly as a fifth rounder, that's the here's all the reasons he fell and he can't improve from that standing. Well, that's ridiculous, because Brock Purdy was the last pick in the draft. Now he's a $200 million quarterback. Or, by the way, one of the better franchises in the sport.
Yes.
There are others who say, Shador got screwed. He was done in by the NFL, and he's doing this all on his own. And that's not accurate either, because it's just not the way it goes. You know, I haven't found one NFL player who strictly made it on his own. Not one. And I work with a few Hall of Famers, so never heard that before either. But it's hard for us as fans to know exactly who should get how much credit there is. You know, when Alex Wright is on a Zoom call with reporters saying that every day he walks in, Shador is in the office with Kevin Stefanski, I applaud that. Now, that's the way it should be, particularly for a young quarterback. That's the way it should be, but that's awesome. That's great. And that's great that the coach is doing his job. So, you know, I don't know. It's going to be hard to survive if they don't win another game, 6 wins in 2 years. That's going to be really hard to survive, because it's hard to sell to a fan base that you've got the right guy in place when you can't win games. But at the same time, folks, I want to just warn people that if you are a Shador fan and a fan of the Cleveland Browns, not just a Shador fan, meaning you'll follow him wherever he goes, but also a fan of the Cleveland Browns, this is the regime that drafted him.
I was just going to say that.
You have to remember, there's 31 teams that passed on him multiple times. So it's not going to happen automatically that, boom, Shador's going to have a future elsewhere if it's not here in Cleveland, and the future that you are rooting for. This might be his best opportunity, and it might be with this coaching staff and this regime. I don't know that for a fact, but I know that there's only one group of people that took a chance on him. And it's the one in Cleveland, Ohio.
I was just going to bring up that very thing to you, because they catch so much grief. They're not doing this right for him. They're not doing that. They're the only ones who took him.
Well, I'm going to go back to the Niners for a second. If you remember the year Brock Purdy was drafted, do you remember who their starting quarterback was that year?
It was supposed to be Trey Lance.
It was Trey Lance, okay, until he got hurt. in week two, I believe, when he broke his leg. But Trey Lance had no NFL pedigree. The only thing they had going for him was that the team traded up 3 picks to go take him 3rd overall. Yep. 3 number one picks to go get him. That was it. And that was the reason he was the starting quarterback. And the backup was Jimmy Garoppolo, who had gotten to them to a Super Bowl, but by all estimations was not a great elite quarterback. Serviceable, I think, is probably what we could all agree on. And then there was this kid who Kyle Shanahan kept telling John Lynch was the best quarterback on the team, but we can't start him. He's the last pick of the draft. So I'm not saying that they are exactly carbon copies, because it is far from it. And you can say whatever you want in terms of judging the Cleveland hierarchy, executives and coach, in terms of thinking that Dylan Gabriel brought more to the table than Shedeur Sanders. But now we're here with Shedeur as the starter. Let's see how it plays out. And then the job is to figure out whether or not he is better than any of the guys you might be able to get in the top 5 next year.
Agree completely. What happened to the D against Tennessee? Were you as surprised as everybody else that there was a 31 on the board at the end of the game?
Shocked, because I told you I've watched a lot of Tennessee football. And I had, listen, did they get a short field a couple times? Yes. Opening kickoff, struggles again with the special teams. I can't take that anymore. Fumble by Dylan Sampson, short field. Those didn't obviously help. But you can't have a 65-yard run and a 32-yard run. Not against that offensive line and that putrid offense. That was inexcusable, and now you got to go against the team that can really run the football this week. I mean, watch, if you haven't watched the Bears a lot, we talk a lot about Caleb Williams, but this Kyle Manungai, who was a 7th-round pick out of Rutgers,
he's done a nice job.
He's a freaking bowling ball, this dude. He'll run right through you.
And Ben Johnson kind of recreating what he had, in Detroit.
Yeah.
And part of it from Detroit, with Swift when he was up there a little bit. But to be able to pull that off, and they've been doing it recently without Roma Dunze, who's been dinged up, out with a fractured foot. He's been on the field with a fractured foot. But they've gone from 5-12, Chris, to 9-4. That's a really nice turnaround. And I wonder, is that something Browns fans can look at and think, all right, it can happen, and there's living proof?
Well, yeah. I mean, listen, the main difference is that there's not a cap hit hanging over Chicago's head last year the way there is over the Browns. And so, let's remember, they traded for Joe Thuney, one of the best interior offensive linemen of the last decade. They got him for a mid-round pick from Kansas City. They brought in a free agent center. They brought in a free agent guard. So they fortified the middle of that offensive line. I hope that the Browns can do that, whether that's through the draft and also making some smart free agent decisions. But I don't know if they have the financial wherewithal to do what the Bears did this offseason. And that's really where it starts. Without those additions, they're probably a 500 team.
Let me ask you this. How do you think the North plays out after watching last weekend between the Steelers and the Ravens? Is it Steelers, Ravens, or there's just no way the Bengals are coming back, but how do you think this thing plays out?
Well, I think that maybe we're all going to be subjected to Sunday Night Football Week 18 in Pittsburgh. Mm. And I don't know how exciting that is. I'm shocked how poorly the Ravens offense has played really the entire year. I mean, it just looks like a serious disconnect, and I don't think Lamar's 100% healthy.
Agreed.
So I'm really worried about him. 2 weeks ago, I thought it was over. I thought that that Baltimore would have boat raced him last week in Baltimore. That didn't happen. So I think it comes down to the winner of Week 18. How's that?
It's fair. No, here's the hard part is it just seems it's been such a down year, and knowing what the Browns defense was this year, it's a little heartbreaking, because if we had a halfway decent defense and a halfway decent year on special teams, the Browns would be fighting in this last month like anybody else.
Yeah, I don't. I mean, ifs sell clicks, and I get it. Mm-hmm. If the Browns had started Shador, if they did this, well, I don't know what to tell you.
I don't even know about the starting Shador part. It's just average special teams. Even average special teams might have kept them in this thing.
Maybe.
No matter how the quarterback play was.
Yeah. Right. And you don't think that they're having the same discussions in Pittsburgh, that if we had just gotten, you know, 2/3 of the defensive play that we usually get, then we'd have 9 wins at this point instead of 7. And you don't think that Baltimore is saying the same thing about, you know, if their defense wasn't giving up 35 points a game the first month, that they wouldn't have started out 1-4 or whatever they started out? Like, we're all playing the if game in this division. Yeah. But for us, it just hits a little closer to home because it does really feel like, damn, we missed an opportunity. But I'm not so sure about that.
It does. Thank you, bud. Appreciate it.
Thanks, man.
Bye, guys.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Airo. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Airo uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Airo. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.